Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Kathleen Allen is here. Kathleen is the president of Allen Associates, which is an organization specializing in nature-based leadership, innovation, and organizational change. She's the author of a new book called Leading from the Roots, Nature-Inspired Leadership Lessons for Today's World. Dr. Kathleen Allen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm very happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, it doesn't come up every day, but fairly often in my programming, in my interviews, the concept of natural law comes up. And I'm a big proponent of that. I say, obviously, that sounds silly. We all should, for me to say that is like a duh, right? But it does seem like today, as we leave the analog world, as it gets smaller in our rearview mirror, and the digital world fills up our windshield, it seems that natural law is having a challenge, is being challenged right now. Not only in technology, but even in society, even in our regular everyday dealings with each other. And I fear that that's an offense to leadership, to what you call natural leadership. What do you think?
I agree. I think that there's always life in our organizations, even as we become more technologically oriented or bigger, and we begin to objectify the people in our organizations and our organizations. But I believe that nature has huge amounts of lessons and wisdom for us on how we lead and how we think about leadership and design our organizations. We have a lot of problems and challenges in our organizations. Folks are trying to figure out how to innovate and adapt faster. And if we just looked at nature, we would learn how to do all of those things.
What would be a good place to look? What would we look for?
Well,
ants, bees?
Oh, any and all of those. The beautiful thing about nature is if nature had a purpose, it would be to create conditions conducive to the life of future generations.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me,
Kathleen. But sometimes, to the highly sophisticated, squishy minds of the 21st century human, sometimes that looks a little rude, doesn't it?
Right. Well, sometimes what we've kind of defaulted to is we believe that short-term quarterly profits is actually our primary measure for our success.
That's right.
But nature wouldn't see it that way. Nature would see that your biggest legacy is the quality of life of your great-great-grandchildren and what you leave. It's not really what your quarterly profit is. You do need to be able to have a sustainable, thriving business. But nature teaches us how to create these kind of thriving environments.
Right. Well, you cut to the chase on one of my big pedestals, one of my big soapboxes, Kathleen, and that is the 90-day conference call, and the fact that the more a company has fealty to a 90-day conference call, every ounce of increased fealty to the 90-day conference call is an ounce taken away from the humans in the organization. What do you think?
I agree. I think that our feedback loops is one of the ways that nature curbs excess from within the system. Nature is always in a nice dynamic balance. It's never perfect. It's always moving. It's always changing. And small businesses, of course, already know this. They already
know
that their businesses are highly adaptive and are always evolving.
In terms of operation and management, we're about as naked to the world as you can get, aren't we?
We are. We're very close. We value relationships. We are
close to our supply line. We're planted in the ground.
Yes, absolutely. Very grounded. And that's why I think small businesses and entrepreneurs really love my book. They just see that it talks to them where they are, which is they're anchored, they're building their business in a specific context. They are using their knowledge and local expertise and to make their businesses thrive. They listen to feedback and they adapt. They're very adaptable. And one of the things I've found with the women business owners that I work with is they are leaving corporate America to start their own businesses in part because they want life in their organizations.
Right.
And nature is a beautiful teacher on valuing the life in their organizations.
Well, women have, there's no question that women have at least a half of an extra sense for nature than men do. They don't have a corner of the market, but I do think that they're extra sensitive to it. I don't think there's any question about that. And that's all part of, Kathleen, is part of natural law, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is small businesses, their business is personal to them.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a child in some ways.
No
they
question.
They see it as a living system. And
we birth it,
result,
we raise it, and we fledge it.
Yes.
And we make it get a job.
Yes. And as a result, We see the life in our organization, and we see the relationship and the importance of our employees to the success of our organizations. So nature is always relationally based. It's not an object.
And the thing that you're saying, Kathleen, as we go to a break here, I want to make sure the thing that you're saying is something that I've been trying to get across for a long time. And that's that what's good for small business, which is the natural law that you're talking about, the natural leadership that you're talking about, what's good for small business is good for the world. The world could go a long way toward modeling itself after nature / small business. Will you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, because I believe we need a new narrative for how we think about business, how we think about ourselves in relationship to business and the community.
A lot of books come under my nose, folks, that never get on the show, and this wasn't one of them. I wanted to make sure that you knew about Dr. Kathleen Allen's new book, Leading from the Roots. It's all about us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.